Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're now listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today, it's a special show because I'm starting off with an interview. I have in the studio right now members of the group The Dynamic Heartbeats, who also recorded under the name The Wasters. So for the first part of the show, we'll be talking to them about their history and playing their records. So do you guys in the studio want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Nathan Carter.
My name is Noah Jordan. I was bass.
Okay.
Ralph Peterman.
Okay. So we have three members up in here right now. Were there other members of the group, too?
Yeah, two.
Okay.
Frank Peterman and Morris McCrae.
Okay. So and you said you sang bass.
Right.
What parts did everyone else sing?
Well, basically, we didn't want to stereotype ourselves like so many other groups. All of us led. So
okay.
There was no leader. We all led songs.
Mm-hmm. But on each song, it was a different person sang
right,
lead.
Right, right.
So you guys are actually from Ardell Gardens, right?
Right.
Exactly.
So you're the first group I have up here from Ardell Gardens.
Okay.
I had Richard McGee up here, and a lot of the groups he produced were from there, but he wasn't from there, so you guys mm-hmm. definitely. So also from Ardell Gardens were, like, the Cheers were from there, and the Love Lights were
right,
from there.
Right.
Shades of Brown.
The doo-wop group, the Debonairs, were from there.
Yeah.
So definitely. So what high school were you guys from?
Carver.
Okay. So were you a high school group you formed in high school?
Yes,
we did.
Okay. So what's the story? What year in school did you form?
In about 65. Well, see, the Heartbeats originated from, which a lot of people don't know. I met Barbara Doris, Ralph Frank, and Noah, which were known originally as the Mellotones.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
So you were Doris here. We were known for kicking butt at talent shows. And taking names.
And the Heartbeats consisted of Ella Hugh Harris, Morris McCrae, Papa Lewis, Karen Evans.
Mm-hmm.
They all went to the service, and that left me and Morris McCrae.
Okay.
Doris got married.
But still writing.
And still doing writing. And Barbara went with the Love Lights because at the time, we didn't want female group in the group.
Yeah,
male
chauvinist, right.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So the guys left from the Mellotones was Frank, Ralph, and Noah. And so me, him, and Pee-wee. We merged together and formed the Dynamic.
So you're saying basically two high school groups merged to be one group.
Yeah, that's right. But the vocal was just so tremendous, you know, we had to hook up.
Okay, so what year, do you remember what year in school you were when the groups merged into the final version of the group?
That was in 65.
But I mean, were you sophomores? Yeah. What year in school?
I was a sophomore.
I was a sophomore.
Okay.
All of us were sophomores.
So what was your history singing before that? Like you said, you were in those separate groups. How long were you singing before that?
Oh well, me and Morris McCrae were doing gospel and basically rhythm and blues, but. Cultivating your craft.
Okay.
All of us started in church.
Everybody started in church, though.
Okay. And then were there other groups in your school that you saw that you wanted to emulate too? Like that?
No, but it was a lot of those that wanted to emulate.
Yeah. Okay.
So what other groups, like groups that were actually recording at the time, had inspired you that you liked?
The Temptations.
Okay.
Temptations.
That's
with
me. The really world. Want it to be like.
Right. Okay. So your very first record was released as a Dynamic Heartbeats, and it came out on a label called PS, which was Paul Serrano's label.
Right.
So what's the story? How did you get hooked up with the recording contract? Were you in high school at the time?
Well,
exactly.
Our music teacher was Cleveland Eaton.
Okay.
Who was the bass player.
The bass player for Randy Lewis.
Randy
yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah.
And he had heard us sing before, so he opened some doors for us to get in and talk to Paul.
So he was teaching at Carver at the time.
Right, he was.
And he hooked you up with Paul.
Right.
So you signed like a contract with him, and he put this one record out on you. So the record is called "It Ain't No Secret" and "Danger."
Right.
Which was the intended A side of the record?
Danger was supposed to be
the
A side.
Okay.
"It Ain't No Secret" was flip side.
They played both sides.
Okay, well, both songs are good. I'm going to play the Danger side now, and then we could talk some more. So this is the Dynamic Heartbeats with Danger. Okay, that was just the Dynamic Heartbeats with their very first record called Danger. And do you remember what year that came out?
65.
Okay. 65. So were most of you, were you like seniors in high school back then when it came out?
Well, yeah. No, we were committed. Well, I graduated in the 67, so.
Okay, so you were younger, actually. Right. So it must have been pretty exciting to have a record out while you were in school.
Very exciting.
So were you guys doing, did you start doing, like, more than just talent shows then, like, real shows back then?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. After the record came out, we did, various shows.
We worked with some of the impressions, the emotions.
The artists, stylistics.
You know.
Well, the stylistics were later than that, actually, because they were like 70s group, actually. So when, do you remember some of the places that you played?
KC Ballroom, KC. Times Square.
High Chaparral.
Okay.
Burning Spear.
Did you do any shows outside of Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went, you toured?
Gary, East Chicago Heights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you did all that while you were in school or in the summer? How did it work out?
We got so popular, they had to take us out of day school and put us in
night
school.
We had to go to night school.
Okay.
We were doing just that many films.
Right.
No
curls,
but for the hair, so, you know.
It wasn't too long.
Yeah.
We were in night school.
And you guys thought you were going to be, like, big stars,
well,
right?
Well, we actually thought it, and we wanted that.
Anticipation, yeah.
So after that record came out, that was the only record that Paul Serrano released on you. So what was the story that he just didn't renew the contract? Is that what happened?
I think we didn't.
We didn't renew it. See, you know, they had, back then it was in the contract, you're supposed to put out 4 sides a year.
Okay.
Okay, by him putting out that first record, that still left 2 sides to come out.
So he didn't fulfill the contract, is that right?
No, and it never came out, and came with the option, the 30 or 60 day clause, in order to renew the contract to re-sign with him. So we felt like if you couldn't do what you did in the first year, why should we re-sign with you again?
So did you only record those 2 songs, or did you record more for him that wasn't released?
It was some, I think we recorded, 4 or 6?
We recorded four more, I think. I believe with four more, and they weren't released.
Right.
So you recorded six songs for Paul Serrano, but he only released four of them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's too bad. I bet there's excellent material out there that people never heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, after that, soon after that, you got signed to Uni Records, right? So that. And for that record, you had to change your name to The Wasters.
Yeah.
So what's the story? How'd you get with Uni Records?
We got with Uni Records through Andre, you know, Andre Williams and Otis Hayes.
So did they meet? How did you know Andre and Otis?
Well, we ran into Andre and Otis through
Sylvia.
Yeah. Okay. We had a manager then back then. Sylvia tell you, she was the manager of the Regal Theater at the time.
Okay.
And that's where we won our first talent show. We got one Regal talent show along with the Five Staff there.
Okay.
And
so she hooked you up with Andre Williams and Otis Hayes.
Well, right. Yeah, she got us involved with them, yeah.
And they brought you to Uni Records?
On a package deal.
Package deal, and you were telling me with another group, right?
The Green Berets.
Yeah, so there were... So the Green Berets were the group that had that hit, Lord Send Me Somebody.
Yes, they did.
And you don't know if they're from Chicago or not, do you?
I would think they were.
Okay. Know? And then I know their production company was called JoJo Productions, because that's the name on the Green Berets and on your record, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just met up with Andre and Otis, and you signed a contract with Andre and Otis, is that right?
Yes, we did.
So why did you change your name from the Dynamic Heartbeats to the Wasters for that record?
Well, with my recollection of that... It was Andre wanted the name change. He said because the Dynamic Heartbeats was just a common type of name. He wanted something that he thought would cross over.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
So then you changed your name. Who came up with the name? Did Andre come up with the name?
Andre came up with the name The Wasters.
Okay. So then you sang with Andre, and then he took you to this record company, Uni Records. He made a package deal with them. And he put out one record by you and three records by the Green Berets.
Mm-hmm.
So this one record by you, do you remember when it came out?
Something like that. 67, yeah, near the end of 67. Because I was coming out of high school right then, you know. I graduated in 67, so they did brown now, yeah.
So was it like a year after the first record? Something like that?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then this record... there's two sides. Both songs are pretty good. One side's called Accept My Love, and the other side's called Don't Stop. Which side is the A side?
Don't Stop.
Don't Stop.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna play the Accept My Love side right now, and I'll play the other one near the end of the interview.
Okay.
I like this record a lot.
Accept My Love?
Yeah.
That was written by Morris also.
Well, I led that. That's my tune.
Okay.
Morris wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is... I don't think he gets credit on the record. Writing it either.
Well, it was. I think it was. No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't on the other side. It was Carter.
Yeah.
Phillips.
And Hammer and Nail.
Which was Otis Hayes. Otis was Andre Williams.
Okay, well.
That was their pen name.
So writing credits on the record, two of the people on both sides, it says Hammer and Nail, but that's Andre Williams and Otis Hayes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'll play the record and we could talk some more. This is The Wasters, who are also the Dynamic Heartbeats. This track is called Accept My Love.
Bye.
Okay, that was just the Wasters with their record on Uni called Accept My Love, actually the B-side of their record, Don't Stop. And they're up here in the studio telling their story. So that record came out, and did it get some play too? The Don't Stop side got some play?
That's the side that was on the Billboard.
Okay, so that was your biggest hit for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So were you doing even more shows then? Were some of you out of high school by then?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were out of high school then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were doing more shows? Did you? Okay.
More shows.
So then what happened? Did they just not promote the record enough to do another one? Why didn't another one come out on Uni?
Well, I think the DJs just wasn't getting paid. You know, Andre,
you know, back then they had
pay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Pay record peanuts and stuff like that.
In fact, I also was told by JJ the Jock, who back then was the disc jockey for WMPP out of Gary, Indiana.
Okay.
Was telling me, tell these guys we can't play records for peanuts.
That's right.
Okay.
So they told me that.
So pretty much, Andre didn't pay off the DJs.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
So we had to do a lot of freebies.
Okay.
And that was just to promote the record for airplay.
Okay. So then, so how come he didn't put out any more records on you?
Because we refused to re-sign with it.
Okay.
That's right.
I mean, you know, we had already been stuck once. I mean, you know, two times is a bit much.
So then, you had one more record come out as Ralph and the Wasters,
right?
Called Sweet Meat, and this actually came out on another label, E-Maze, which I think that label was related to Kelmac, which is a label that the CODs were on. Like, I think after that label went out of business, the guys formed E-Maze.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how you got hooked up with that label, anything like that?
No, you gave us the first knowledge of that someone else got paid off of that record.
Sure it is.
Okay.
Now, to this day, we had no idea.
Pee-wee wrote that.
Morris wrote that, that's right.
But we didn't know it had never been recorded.
And right. It's supposed to be under my publishing company.
And they had
their publishing company.
Yeah, this record is very obscure. Like, if they did press it, they didn't make any money off of it because it's impossible to find. I don't think they pressed many copies of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe they made money off of the Uni one.
Oh, yeah.
But this one's a good song. And
it's a good song.
Yeah, so I'll play this song and we can talk a little bit more. This is Ralph and the Wasters with Sweet Meat.
I love the song, sister.
I love sweet.
Okay, that was just Ralph and the Wasters with their last record called Sweet Meat. So we're up here in the studio now talking to the group, the Wasters, who are also the same group as the Dynamic Heartbeats. So after that, I guess what happened with that record, you guys were saying that Andre probably just took it to another label and pressed it up, and you guys didn't even know about
it. That's what he did.
I had to.
So what happened after that record? Did you guys ever record anything else? Did the group just break up because you got ripped off so many times? Is that pretty much the story?
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty much the story.
Yeah.
One at a time, people started losing heart, and they just vowed out.
Loss of innocence.
Loss of that and time, and wondering, you know, you can't get a fast shake.
Okay.
Well, at the time, I believe I was the first one that got married, and my wife said that ain't bringing no money in, so that's why I left.
Yeah, pretty much a lot of groups, very few groups were successful, so everyone I interviewed, you know, they had to get a job and settle down.
Yeah, the old mill was popping back then, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, then eventually one at a time just trickled out.
So
I kept going for a minute.
So what did you do after that? How were you involved?
I formed the Seventh Progression Band. We never recorded anything, but but we were well known.
Okay, so you did shows around Chicago,
right.
And did you play an instrument at all at the time?
No, I was basically the lead singer.
Okay, and everyone else sort of settled down and got jobs.
Married,
jobs,
children,
responsibilities.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, back when we were in high school and you're home with mom, you had all the time in the world.
Yeah.
We rehearsed 5 days a week, 6-7 hours a day.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of rehearsing.
Yeah.
That's what made it so tight, you know.
Yeah, you guys definitely had nice harmony on the record.
It made
it
tight, you know, tight. We were tight.
So, any last words? First of all, thanks so much for coming up here and telling your story. Hold on a second. What are you saying? I'll play It Ain't No Secret. That's a good song, yeah. So first of all, I'll play both records.
Okay.
But I think
I haven't heard them in a long
time. Yeah, so but any sort of last words? First of all, thanks so much for coming up and telling your story. I appreciate
it. Thank you for
having
me. Thank you for having me.
God bless you.
Okay. And it's definitely I appreciate you coming up because, you know, it's going to be lost history if people don't tell the stories of all these groups.
That's right.
So thanks. So, again, thanks again. And this next record I'm going to play is the B-side of the Dynamic Heartbeats record. This track is called It Ain't No Secret. kid. That was just the dynamic heartbeats with It Ain't No Secret. Caller just called up and wanted to know if any of you guys are doing any music things now, either recording or writing or anything like that.
I still do recordings.
Okay.
And I'm still writing.
Okay, so what kind of stuff are you doing now?
I do a lot of poetry.
Okay.
Balance
has always been my thing, something that's going to put a message out there,
Okay.
Give some balance. You know?
Well, I kind of retired into help raising my grandkids. So.
Okay.
But he can come out of retirement if the money's right.
And he will.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll play the last record I didn't play by you guys. This is The Wasters with Don't Stop.